Highbridge Audio presents Three Nights in August, Strategy, Heartbreak, and Joy, Inside the Mind of a Manager, written by Buzz Bissinger and read by Jeffrey Nordling. I'm as nauseous as I've ever been. I have a terrible headache. My head is pounding. I feel like throwing up and I'm having trouble swallowing. And the beauty of it is, you want to feel like this every day. Tony La Russa. Preface. The face made me do it. It left an indelible image with its eternal glower from the dark corner that it occupied. I'd always admired intensity in others, but the face of Tony La Russa entered a new dimension, nothing quite like it in all of sports. I first saw the face in the early 1980s when La Russa came out of nowhere at the age of 34 to manage the Chicago White Sox and took them to a division championship in his third full year of managing. The face simply smoldered. It could have been used as a welding tool or rented out to a tanning salon. A few years later, when he managed the Oakland A's to the World Series 3 times in a row, the face was a regular fixture on network television and raised even more questions in my mind. Did it ever crack a smile? Did it ever relax? Did it ever loosen up and let down the guard a little bit, even in the orgy of victory? As far as I could tell, the answer was no. I was hooked on the face. I continued to observe it as he stayed with the Oakland A's through 1995. I followed it when he became the manager of the St. Louis Cardinals the following season. Along the way, I became aware of his reputation as a manager, with a polarity of opinion over him such that, when Sports Illustrated...